a ministry makes strides toward new beginnings in the Middle East. Missionaries are facing strong opposition in India, and evangelists work to bring hope and reconciliation to Liberia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this week unveiled programs aimed at strengthening U.S. ties in the Middle East and North Africa. Part of that focus aims at empowering repressed women there. It also dovetails neatly with Sat7's Christian television series, An Hour Is Not Enough. Sat7's David Harder says,
what we're doing is airing a series of documentaries profiling the lives of a number of women to sort of open the issue, and then this live show will be one in which people can call in and they can discuss, they can share about their problems, and they can learn about solutions. And of course, a major solution is a spiritual solution, starting off with knowing more about Christ and His love and the hope that He provides.
Harder hopes the forum will bring healing for women in the Middle East.
It's a big issue that's been below the surface and it hasn't been discussed openly. And so this show is going to be discussing it openly, and we're really hoping that this show makes a difference in many people's lives, just helping them see that there is hope.
Next, as more families and individuals come to Christ in India, Gospel for Asia missionaries are encountering hostility. Missionaries Hardik and Prakash were warned to leave their home or be beaten. Instead of offering protection, police told them to leave and find safety. Nearby, a mob stopped missionary Jay Vall's worship service and threatened violence as services continued. Recently, 15 families came to Christ in the congregation. Pray these Christians will remain bold in the face of opposition. You're listening to Mission Network News. Extreme poverty plagues much of Zambia. Christians are doing what they can to assist both physically and spiritually. Speaking from Lusaka, Zambia, Jonathan Coleman with Kids Alive International says they're working in the Masisi slum.
It's one of the top five slums in Africa, so poverty is extreme. But what this place is missing is there's no outside help for the place. The government has essentially abandoned this slum altogether. There's no schools. About 90,000 people, a high majority of them are 18 and under, and there's not one government school in the whole slum.
Crime is out of control, and so is the orphan problem. That's why Kids Alive has started a Kids Home and Families Together program. Coleman says they're trying to empower families.
That can involve giving small loans or grants to a grandmother so she can start a small business, or sending an uncle or grandfather to some kind of vocational training to empower the families to be able to care for themselves.
Meanwhile, since Civil War ended in 2003, Sammy Tippett Ministries has helped Liberia begin restoration. Through their Liberia Now program, they work in the community of Lower Virginia. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
we're approaching a community in a very holistic way in which we're trying to make a great impact spiritually, economically, medically, educationally, in every way. And we were able to accomplish a good bit of that during that time.
Tippett's team recently returned from Liberia, making it their fifth time visiting the country. While there, they saw many come to Christ through their evangelistic meetings and pastors' conference they held.
The primary education language of Liberia is English, and they're very favorable towards Americans. So it just seems like a perfect place to attempt to do this, and we're hoping that this whole concept will spread throughout Africa.
When teams aren't in the country, they also provide aid to Liberians who continue the work. Visit our website to learn more. And after 25 years of civil war in Sudan, there's a small window of time to put the gospel in writing. In 2011, people will vote on independence for southern Sudan. Since this could bring instability, translators are fighting the clock. The Seed Company's translating the Book of Luke, the Jesus film script, into three Sudanese languages, in some cases actually creating a written language in the process. Pray that translators would be finished in time and would reach many with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love for the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.